Today's daf is Vachem daf Tzadi Beis. We're holding on daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. We are not yet near done Tzadi Aleph, daf Tzadi Aleph. We're Bez Hashem going to finish the 10th parak of Maseches Vachem and begin the 11th parak of Maseches Vachem today. So the first thing we're going to discuss is when you bring wine as a nedava, meaning assuming that you're allowed to bring wine as a nedava, assuming that when you bring wine as a nedava, you sprinkle it on the fire, which is the Shita of Shmuel, that you're allowed to sprinkle it on the fire, that's what you're supposed to do with it. The question on the Mizbeach, question is, why isn't that a violation of Mechabe, that you're not allowed to be Mechabe the Eish, that's on top in the Mizbeach? Isn't the sprinkling of the wine automatically going to be Mechabe the Eish? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of Davar Sheinu Miskaven and Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, certain Hilchos Shabbos related issues that discuss when a Melacha happens in an unintended way. Then we're going to talk about how to burn Nesachim that become Tameh, and that's going to be the last little piece in the Perek. And then B'ezras Hashem, we're going to begin the 11th Perek, and the 11th Perek is going to start with the Mishnah that has all the details of the Halacha that if blood of a Karban Chatas gets on the Beged, then the Beged must be washed. It requires Kibbutz. And the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Chatos HaPnimios are included in the Din Kibbutz, and that Chatos HaOf is not included in the Din Kibbutz. Meaning, that is the halacha, that when Chatos HaPnimios, the blood of Chatos HaPnimios, get on a Beged, there is a requirement of Kibbutz, but by Chatos HaOf, there's no requirement of Kibbutz. Why the discrepancy between the two? How do we know the difference between the two? The Gemara is going to have three suggestions to answer that question. And then the Gemara is going to discuss if the Dam Chatas Ha'of goes into the Heichal while it's still in the animal's neck, because when it comes to the Chatas Ha'of, you're not Mekabel B'Kli and then Zorik. You're supposed to be Zorik or Motzit straight from the animal's neck. So what if while it's still in the animal's neck, it goes too far Bifnim, it goes into the Heichal. So does it become Pasul as a result? And then the Gemara is going to discuss what if the Dam Chatas Oath spills on the floor and is collected in a Kli Sharis. Does it become pasul by virtue of it being collected into a Kli Sharis? So let's get started. We are holding at Omar Shmuel HaMisnadev. Omar Shmuel HaMisnadev, about, 10 lines before the end of the page. Last one line is Mevi. So Omar Shmuel HaMisnadev Yayin. If a person takes a nedava that he's going to bring wine just stam on its own, not together with any sort of zevach, mevi umazal fal gabi ishim. He brings that wine to the mikdash and he sprinkles it on the fire that's on the mizbeach. My taima, why is that? Amar kra v'yayin takriv linaseich chatiyin ishei reich nichoach laHashem. Why is it that he does so? Because the pasuk says by parshas minchas nesachim that's brought together with a carbon olah or a carbon shlamim, that when you bring your carbon of par ben bakar, it says yain takril v'naseh chatzehin ishei reach nichoach laHashem. And the fact that it uses the word ishei, it sounds like it's placed on fire. So that's not talking about yain that's brought as a minchas nesachim, because with regard to such yain, it says haseich nesech sheichar. So and the halach is that you're supposed to put it into the sefalim, into the bowls on the mizbeach. So we learn from this pasuk that yain that's brought as a nedava on its own, you're mezalif on the ishim, you're mezalif on the fires of the mizbeach. Rashi, of course, points out, and what does the other shita hold? The shita that holds that you're not mezalif al gabei ishim, which is the shita for Bikiva, by the way. So that shita holds that the word ishei does not mean that you put it on the fire, it means that it's a nachas ruach tashem, like a korban that's put on ishim. It's the same type of nachas ruach to the ribono shalom. So frek the gemara, but wait a second, how could you put it on the fire? Mechabi, aren't you being mechabi the fire through the wine on the fire? In Allah, be mechabi an eish on the mizbech. Because the pasuk says, "Eish tametuk al mizbech lo sichbe," that you're not allowed to extinguish the flame on the mizbech. And it's more kibui b'mitzvah slosh me kibui. No, you're only partially extinguishing the flame, and since it's only partial extinguishing of the flame, that's not called kibui. Tiferes Yisrael raises the question. Well, wait a second. What are we concerned about? You're going to sprinkle it on the flame, and it's going to violate the iser of extinguishing the flame. Yeah, but you're doing a mitzvah of being mizbech Aleph the Ayin on the Mizbeach. So shouldn't we say that Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh? So it could be that's the Gemara's answer when the Gemara says Kiboy de Mitzvah Shaini. That Kiboy de Mitzvah Shaini means that Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh. But Achronim suggests differently as well. The Chemdas Daniel suggests that even though Shmuel learns this from the Pasuk, that you have a din of sprinkling it on the fire, it could be that there's another way to darshan the Pasuk. It don't force you to darshan the Pasuk this way. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Since there's an Isra of Kiboy, so maybe that's a Raya, that you're learning the Pasuk all wrong. If there's an Isra of Kiboy, it can't be that the mitzvah is to extinguish some of the flame. The Gemara never asks this about Akhtar Hashem, and that's a different story. Now, the halacha by Melacha Shabbos is certainly that kiboy b'miksas is also called kiboy when it comes to Melacha Shabbos. So some of the Achronim explain the Sefer of Zos Liitzchak that the geder of the iser of being mechabe eish on the mizbeach is different than the geder iser of mechabe when it comes to Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Torah is makbir on asiyas melacha. So there's no difference whether you do a lot of melacha or a little bit of melacha. But over here, the Torah is makbir that it should be tamid, eish tamid ala mizbeach. And therefore, even if it's just a little bit of a kiboy, the Ratzon HaTorah is still fulfilled. So says the Gemara, Eini v'ha'omer avnachon v'omer abaravua. How can you tell me kiboy b'miksas is mutter on the Mizbeach? Didn't Rav Nachman v'omer abaravua say that ha'morid gachelas me'al gabei ha'mizbeach? If a person takes down a coal from the Mizbeach, v'kiba, and he is mechabed that coal, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv malchus because he violated the Isra d'oraisa of losichbeh. So you see that he's chayiv even for a single gachelas. So don't you see that even kiboy b'miksas is called kiboy? Gemara says, nah, it's not a raya. Because Rav Nachman might be talking about the leka elahai, that all you had on the mizbeach is that one gacheles. And that's why it's a kiboy of everything when he's mechabed that one gacheles. It's not even a case of kiboy b'miksas. Brisker Rav points out that you have to say that at the time that he's morid the gacheles from the mizbeach, there still was other fire on the mizbeach. And it's only at the time that he's mechabed the gacheles that there was no more fire on the mizbeach, because otherwise, forget about being mechabed. The second he takes it off of the mizbeach, there's no esh on the mizbeach. Because at the time of the horadah itself, he's being mevatel the esh tamid ala mizbeach. So that would already be a violation of the iser. In the sefer lemnatzeach le David, he raises the question: if there's no other gachelas on the mizbeach other than this, then what's the chiddush that you're chayiv, even though you're mechabed only one gachelas? If you're mechabed all the entire fire that's left on the Mizbeach. And furthermore, it's hard to imagine such a Metzias. The Kohanim would let it get to the point where there's only a single Gacheles on the Mizbeach. Okay, but that's not the biggest kasha. A lot of times we say what the halacha would be in far-fetched Metzias cases. So now the Gemara gives another teretz. Why is it mutter to sprinkle the Yayin on the fire of the Mizbeach? Aye, what about the Yisr Kiboy? So again, the first teretz was Kiboy b'mitzvah. That's not called Kiboy. Iba Yiseima, Kiboy de Mitzvah Shaini. Another possibility is that when it's Kiboy de Mitzvah, and we said before that some of the Achronim understand that this is another way of saying Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. Or you could say that when there's a mitzvah to be mezalef, there is no iser kiboy because the Torah is mitzvah to do it. So it's simply not in the getter of the iser kiboy. You don't even need aseh docha lo saseh because the iser doesn't begin. The whole tzorach for the fire is to do whatever karbanos need to be burnt on the fire. And one of the things that need to be burnt on the fire is this yayin. So that's it. So end of story. That's why it's mutter. Tashma says, well, I'll bring you another raya that even kibbe b'miksas is asur. The Tana Reb Lozer ben Yaakov klapesh in asna Torah litrom. So when since the Torah has a mitzvah to take a truma sadeshen, so yachol yichabev yitrom. You might think that if you're looking at the ashes on the mizbeach and they're still burning a little bit, so you can't do the truma sadeshen yet. So maybe you would think to extinguish some of it and be torim that way and be mekayim the mitzvah. So amart lo yichabev. That's why the pasuk says lo yichabev. So you see that even though you have a mitzvah, you're still not allowed to do a kiboy on the yesh of the mizbeach. No, shiny hasam efshar diyasa v'natar. Now that case is different because even though it's a kiboy of a mitzvah, it's going to be usher because you don't have to do it. You could just wait until the fire goes out. So by choosing to do a kiboy, even if it's a kiboy shel mitzvah, that's not going to be permissible. This fits very nicely. Excuse me. This fits very nicely if you assume that the whole idea of mitzvah shiny is because I say do chalos asay, because one of the limitations on the say do chalos asay is that if it's efshar l'kayim shneihem, then you have to be mekayim shneihem. So this is being mekayim shneihem. This is efshar l'kayim shneihem if you could just wait. So that fits very nicely with that understanding of the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks on Shmuel's din to be mezalef on the fire, to sprinkle the wine on the fire. Toshema, I'll bring you a raya from a tosefta natsa that yayin kedivrei Rabbi Akiva l'sfalim. Shemin, kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon, li'ishim, that Rabbi Kiva holds the yayin goes into the bowls on the mizbeach, shemin goes onto the fire of the mizbeach. So apparently against Shmuel, va'otanya. Plus we have a brisa that yayin nesach. Over here, yayin nesach doesn't mean in terms of the iser of yayin nesach. It means wine that is used for nesachim in the Beis Hamikdash that goes together with a karbonol or a karbon shlamim. Halach is the sfalim. O enu ela li'ishim. How do I know it goes to sfalim? Maybe it goes into the onto the fires. No, I'm. Pasuk says you can't extinguish the fire, so it must be that it only goes into the svalim. So apparently, Shmuel's idea that you should take when you have just wine and put it on the fire seems to be against the pasuk, seems to be against both Bryce's understandings. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the Ha Rabbi Shimon. There is a machlokas in Kala Tarkuva between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Davashem Miskavin is Mutter or Davashem Miskavin is Aser. So the Braisa that holds that because of the Isser being Mechaber Yeshon Mizbeach, Ishei can't mean to put it on the fire, that follows Rabbi Yehuda, that Davashem Miskavin is Aser, because that's exactly what's happening. You're sprinkling the wine on the fire, you're not trying to extinguish the fire, it's Davashem Miskavin. Whereas Shmuel, who learns that you're Mizalif the Yayin al Gabe Yishim, holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Davashem Miskavin is Mutter. So there's no Isser of being mechaber when you're not miskaving to be mechaber, you're only trying to be makdir. So that's how Shmuel is going to learn. So according to that, the first price also that says yayin kedivrei Rabbi Akiva zosfalim would apparently align with Rabbi Yehuda that a davar shein miskaving is aser, and you can't learn from ishei that someone who's misnadif yayin is mizalf al gabei ishim. So frektai sakasha. So according to this Gemara, we're aligning Rabbi Akiva with shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Problem is, Baba Kama Kuf Yud Gimel, that Rabbi Kiva holds you're allowed to wear shatness if you're not having kavana for hana'as levisha. You're a salesman, so you have to schlep around all this clothing that you're trying to sell, so you wear it all on your back. And it's mutter to wear shatness in order to, or you're trying to avoid taxes or something, and you pay by the clothing, so you just dress up in a million garments, you know, like Rav Scheinberg's Achron Lebracha with the tzitzis. You just put on top of each other, on top of each other, and that way they're not going to collect the taxes, they're not going to be on to you, they're going to think you're in football gear. They're not going to realize that you're wearing clothing. So apparently he holds the Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter, like Rabbi Shimon, not like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Tos says that apparently it's Machlokas Tanayim what Rabbi Akiva holds. Does Rabbi Akiva hold Davar Shein Miskaven is Asur, Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter? Now that Kasha of Tosos, other Rishonim have a different teret. Actually, not that kasha, another kasha. Rashi asks a kasha that why is it that it's considered a davar shein miskaven? Meaning, even though there is a machlokas about a davar shein miskaven, one basic rule that we have in several places in Shas, Shabbos, Kof Lamed Gimel, meaning Ksubis, that Moda Reb Shimon b'psik reishi v'lo yamos, that even Reb Shimon is going to be Moda, that if it's automatically, definitely going to happen, that that's going to be usher, even if it's not what you're intending to happen. So Rashi says, well, it's not a psik reishi because you could be mizalif with such tiny little particles, such tiny little droplets, that it's not going to extinguish the fire at all, and they're just going to get immediately dried up by the fire, immediately burnt up by the fire. And even if you don't do such tiny particles, such tiny droplets, since you could have, that makes it not a psik reishi. That's how Rashi answers that question. The Aruch, famous Shitas Aruch, quoted by the Rosh in the 13th parak of Shabbos, quoted by Taisus in Maseches Ksubos in the first parak, Davav Amaralf, the Aruch writes that this is the raya that a psik reishi de lo nichalei is mutter, because yes, it's a psik reishi that some of the flames will go down, but it is lo nichalei. You're not desirous of that result, and therefore psik reishi de lo nichalei is mutter. That is the famous shita of the Aruch. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos understands that a little bit of yayin or mayim that you pour in a large fire is actually not mechaber the fire at all, and therefore it's not a psik reishi. And the Rambam says it could be that you could throw the yayin on the karka mizbeach or on the edges of the eitzim where it's not going to burn anymore, and you don't put it directly on the fire. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Are you telling me that and Shmuel says you put the yayin on the yesh, it's because he holds like Rav Shimon that a davar shein miskaven is mutter. V'amar Shmuel mechaben gachel shel mateches b'rishusram b'shvil shel yizoku bar rabim, that if you have a lit gacheles of metal, so you extinguish it so that people don't get damaged by it, because minat Torah the malachas kiboy does not apply to mateches, it's only in a sidra banan. So in order to protect the public, you're allowed to violate the sidra banan. But here's the key: avelo gacheles shel eitz, even if you have a gacheles shel eitz in Rosh Hashanah where it might damage people, you're not allowed to be mechabe it, because that's an isr do raisa of mechabe shabbos. Obviously not a case of pikuach nefesh, because that would be dochish Shabbos, but there's b'makom hezek we're not makil v'isal tadai to Rav Shimon severely. But if Shmuel really holds like Rav Shimon, afil gachel shaleitz nam, it should even be mutter to extinguish a gachel shaleitz. Well, why exactly would it be mutter to extinguish a gachel shaleitz? That's a psik reishe. What do you mean? Rav Shimon's not going to be matir that. No, this is referring to a different machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. There is a machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon about malach shein tzricha l'gufa. What if you're doing a malacha for a different purpose than it was done for in the Mishnah? When you're mechabe the esh because you don't want it, that's not an issur d'oraisa. That's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and that Rabbi Shimon holds is going to be potter, and in the case of a great need, is going to be not just potter but mutter as well. So that's what the Gemara is asking. That if Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Shimon, then it should be mutter to be mechabe the gachel shaleitz that's threatening to damage the public. So says Gemara, wait, what does one have to do with the other? But davar shein miskaven sof like Rabbi Shimon. By Dover Shin Miskavim, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, and by Mlach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The two are not necessarily connected to each other whatsoever. These are two totally separate machlokos. In fact, it's difficult to understand what the Hava mean of the Gemara is. Meaning, you have to, you know, people sometimes have this impression that, oh, I follow Rav Moshe Feinstein, so that means I have to follow Rav Moshe Feinstein every psak he ever gave. Or my Rav is, so that means, you know, every psak he ever gave. The truth is, if someone doesn't know how to make a judgment in terms of what the correct halacha is, so then it's so advisable to do that. But there's no halacha that you have to follow every psak of a particular person. If the mainstream accepted psak is like the Vilna Gaon in one place, and like the Kivayu somewhere else, and the Rama over there and the Shach over there, so you do whatever the mainstream accepted psak is. Doesn't that you have to follow every single thing? So it's likely that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Shimon went. Now, we once asked Rav Shechter, when do you pass on like Rav Soloveitchik, when don't you pass on like Rav Soloveitchik? And he said, when I believe Rav Soloveitchik was correct, I pass on like Rav Soloveitchik. When I believe he was incorrect, I don't pass on him. Not a chutzpah. He's not saying Rav Soloveitchik was incorrect, although it means he was Adam Gadol, he was entitled to his opinion, but he didn't always agree with all the other Gadolim. And sometimes the mainstream viewer, the view that makes more sense to someone who's a Higil or Ra and studying the Sugya, is like the other Shita. So that's not unusual. That's perfectly fine. It's hard to understand even a hava amina of asking such a question. And Tosos deals with that over here in Dibra Maskal Aval and Tav Tosos, but not for now. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Nesachim Shenitmu Oselen Maracha. If Nesachim become Tamei in the Azara, you make a Maracha Shaleit on the floor of the Azara to burn them, Bifnei Atzma, on their own, not together with the other Psulei Kachim, so that it will be recognizable that they're burning it. Vesorfam, and you burn them there, and you don't take them out to burn them outside of the Azara. Because the pasuk says Bakodesh Be'esh Tisareif, that all the kachim that are becomes pasul when they leave the azara, if they become tamei in the azara, that's where they're supposed to be burnt. You're not supposed to take them outside of the azara. Tanya namiachi hadam v'ashemen v'amenachos v'nesachim shnitmu oslem marach b'fnei atzman v'sarfan. You make a marach for them right there and you burn them. Amalei Shmuel Rav Huna Bagdasa'a I see Libe Asara ve'imloch kamayhu. Get me 10 people of them, you say this halacha. Sometimes when they wanted to publicize, like the Gemara says, Darshan's the Pesukim in Rus, by Boaz, when you want to publicize a halacha because you need it to be accepted, like by the halacha of Amoni v'lamonos, Ma'avi v'lamoavis, so you get 10 people together, and that's considered like a representative of the whole tzibur, so let's get 10 people together. Nesachim shenitmu, osle maracha b'fayatzman, visarfon. You make their own maracha and you burn them right right there in the Azara. Hadron Lachkalatadir Bezhem. Now we begin Perek Dam Chatas. The first mission of Perek Dam Chatas, the one that we're going to learn today, gives us the halachos of the din in the Torah. Vayikra Perek Vav Pasachav, Vaasher Yiza Midama Al Habeged, Asher Yiza Aleh, Techabes Bemakom Kadosh. That you need to do kibos of any beged that dam of a carbon chatas was splattered on. Not by other carbonos, just by a carbon chatas. So some of the details of this halacha. Dam chatas shenitas ala beged, hariz eton kibos. If dam chatas splatters on the beged, you need to do kibos of that beged. Afal pishena kasa medaber ela b'nei echolos, even though the pasuk is only directly talking about chatos achitzonios, which are eaten by kohanim, shenemar, because the pasuk in the parasha says, b'makom kadosh teachel. So nevertheless, the halacha is echod hanecholos, ve'echod hapnimios to uros kibos. Both those chatos chitzonios that actually get eaten, as well as the chatos hapnimios which do not get eaten, they both require kibos. They're both going to have a halacha called kibos. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Torah sachatos, Torah achas lekol chatos. It says Torah sachatos tells me as far as kibos is concerned, all chatos are the same. They all require kibos. Chatos psula, a chatos that became pasul, that its dam became pasul, or its basar became pasul, ein dama tuuna taun kibos. Then, if the blood went onto a beged, it does not require kibos because the drasha goes as follows: the pasuk had said asher yiza aleh techabes b'makom kadosh. So we darshan asher yiza that the din of kibos is only noeg when the chatos is kosher and the dam is ra'uy lazal gaviyam isbech. It could have been thrown in the mizbech, but a chatos is possible. You're not going to be zorik the dam in the mizbech. Mele is not going to require kibos. Bein shahoysa l'shasa kosher uvein shalohoysa l'shasa kosher. This din is true whether the dam chatos is possible had a shasa kosher some zman where the dam was roi for azal in mizbech before the carbon became possible, or whether it did not have a shasa kosher that the chatos became possible right away at the time of the shechita and the dam was never roi l'azal gam mizbech, not even for a short amount of time. Nevertheless, the dam in such a case kolshkin that the dam does not require kibos. So ezi yishoyis la shasa kosher. How do you define that it had a shasa kosher? So for example, the psula is shalana. It stayed overnight too long, so it was fine. But then you left it out. Shenitma it became tameh, so it was fine. But then it became tameh. Vishayatsus or initially it was fine, but then it left the azara. So in all those cases, it becomes pasul for a haza'a, and therefore the din of kibos no longer applies. Ve'ezui lo ha'isala shasa kosher. And what's an example of lo ha'isala shasa kosher? That it was never kosher to begin with. Shenishchat chutz lazmana. It was shechted with machshava. The kohen is having machshava to eat it beyond its zman, or chutz l'makoma, with machshava chutz l'makoma. Shekiblu psul in estama. At the very outset, at the very beginning, before the dam was ever viable for anything, it had already become pasul. It was never rotli or kosher for anything. Okay, says Gemara. Dam chatos. Let's say you have dam of a chatos that dies, that the blood goes on the beged, so it requires kibos. So that din is true by chatos apnimios, which are not even mentioned in the parsha, because we darshan from Torah sachatos, that the din kibos applies to all chatos. Dam on chatos achitonios, even the chatos apnimios. It says more of the itor achs kol chatos, avil chatos of nami. Is it really all chatos? If it were really all chatos, then it should even be by a chatos ha'ov. Allah Matanya, why then does the Brisa say Yachal Yedam Chatos Ha'uf Ta'un Kibos, that you might think that a Dam Chatos Ha'uf requires Kibos? Tavalomar Zos, that's why the Pasuk says Zos is a miut to tell me not Chatos Ha'uf. So Amr Yishlach Mishmer Kapara Amr Kra Tishachet Binishchatos HaKasim Medaber. Tishachet, it tells me that though only those that are Shechted are included in the Parasha. So that because of that miut tishachet, that it's only those that are shechted, we know chatosov is on the outs, is excluded from the din of kibos. I ve'ema b'nei echalos hakasim medaber kidechsev makom kadosh te'achel aval pnimios lo. Maybe only by those that are eaten this din of kibos applies, but maybe chatos pnimios that don't get eaten are not included in the din of kibos. No, Rabbi Rachmana Toras. There's a riboy in the pasuk of Toras, so it must be including more than just what it says in the Torah. Okay, so if there's a riboy of Torah, why not use that riboy to include chatasov? No, miyit rachmanazos. There's a miyut in the pasuk. It says zos, so we have to exclude something. Okay, so you have to include something, you have to exclude something. But Amari Isa, who told you that what you should include in the Din of Kibbutz is the Chatos HaPnimius, and what you should exclude from the Din of Kibbutz is Chatos Hov? Maybe it should have been reversed. Three answers. Number one, says Gemara, Mistaver the Chatos Behema Pnimius, Havale the Rabuye. It makes more sense to include from Torah the Dam Chatos HaPnimius, that they should require Kibbutz much more than to include the Chatos Hov, because the Chatos HaPnimius are much more similar to the Chatos HaChitzonu, where the din is actually written in the Torah, than the Chatos HaOv is to the Chatos HaChitzonu. In what way is it more similar? Shekein, Behema, Shchitas, Tzafon, the Kabbalah's Kli. It has the Keren, the Etzba, the Chuda, the Ishim. It has all of these similarities. What are these similarities? Both Chatos HaPnimius and Chatos HaChitzonu are brought from a Behema, as opposed to an Oaf, which is an Oaf. And the Behema, the Shechita, is done B'Tzafon, unlike an Oaf, which is done on the They're both on the tzafon of the mizbeach, right? The oaf is on top of the mizbeach, I believe, right? So it's unlike the oaf in that sense. The kabbalas kli, the dam is supposed to be captured or caught by a kli, as opposed to an oaf where it squeezes right out of the neck of the animal. The keren, and the dam chatas pnimis, the kohen puts on the four karnos of mizbeach pnimi, just like the dam chatas achitzon is put on the four karnos mizbeach achitzon. The etzba, the nisina's dam and the karnos is done by the etzba of the kohen, like the chatas chitzona, unlike the oaf, which is just squeezed out of the bird's neck. Vichuda, and the place where you put the dam on the karnas hamizbeach is on the edge, where the two sides meet. The ishim, and it's and their amurim are brought on the esh on the mizbeach, like the chatas chitzona. Chatas pnim is also on the esh on the mizbeach. So since they're all similar in this way, that's why Torah must include chatos pnimios and not chatas oaf. Says Gemara, but adrama, I could give you a list of similarities between Chatos HaOf and Chatos HaChitzonios. Chatos HaOf, after the Rabuye Shekein Chutz, they're both done Bachutz, as opposed to Chatos HaPnimios. But this Chutz Kamosa, the Achila Kamosa, and it gets eaten by Kohanim, just like the Chatos HaChitzonios, unlike the Chatos HaPnimios. Says, okay, those are two comparisons that make the oath similar to Chatos HaChitzonios, but let's be real, Hanach Nefishin. The comparisons on the other side between Chatos HaPnimius and Chatos HaChitzonios far outnumber the comparisons on this side. Okay, so that's answer number one. Why is it that we include Chatos HaPnimius and we exclude Chatos HaOf? Because there are so many more similarities between Chatos HaChitzonios and Chatos HaPnimius than there are between Chatos HaChitzonios and Of. Rabbi Yosef Amar second teretz. Amar kray yochalenu lezov lalacheres v'necholos miyetekosov. That since the pasuk says yochalena, it doesn't say yochal, it says yochalena. So we darshan that only one chatos gets eaten. That the pasuk is talking about two things, one of which gets eaten. So the only two that would get eaten are chatos beim and chatos of. So chatos beim and not chatos of is included in this parsha. Ve'al zos lamili. Oh, once I have that miut, what do I need a miut of zos to tell me to exclude chatos of? Because he loves zos. Have amina yochalena or chedekraka mashmalan. I would have thought yochalena is just the normal way of the pasuk speaking. So that's why Zos has to tell me that no, Yochalena is Dafka, and we are excluding Chatos HaOf. And then a third teretz that's going to be the longest one to analyze. Rabba Omar, Omar Kra Asher Yazeh, Bazos HaKos Medaber. That which you ask, Chatos HaPnimius, should be excluded from Zos. No, the pasuk itself that's talking about Kibbutz is talking about Chatos HaPnimius, a game changer. Rabbi is saying that we've been working with the assumption that the pasuk that talks about the Din Kibbutz is a pasuk about the Chatos HaChitzonios. Oh, and we learn Chatos HaPnimius from that. Comes along, Rabbi, no, the pasuk's about Chatos HaPnimius. Pasuk says, by the Din of Kibbutz, it says, Asher Yizeh, and we darshan from there, Bazos HaKos Medaber, that is the Chatos that we're talking about are Chatos that require sprinkling of blood, which is the Chatos HaPnimios, where it says, Adam Sheva Pamim Lefnei Hashem. Chatos HaChitzonios don't have a din hazah that the kohen puts with touching his finger on the kirim mizbeach and not through zrika. Chatos HaChitzonios are only included from Torah HaChatos. an entirely different perspective on the whole sugya. So the Gemara explains the Shita of Rabba, Vatanan, Afal, Pishen, Kazim, Medaber, Ella, Bine, Echalos. But wait, didn't the Mishnah say that the Pasuk is talking about those that are eaten? And isn't that Chatos HaChitsonios, not Chatos HaPrimios? So it's more the Inyan Mariko Shtifa. When it says in the Mishnah that the Pasuk is talking about Chatos HaChitsonios, which get eaten, that's talking about Mariko Shtifa, that kli that you cooked basur chatos in requires mariku shtifa, because that's in the hemshich of the parsha where it says v'im b'kli nechoshes b'shola umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, and it says kol zachar b'kwanim yochalosa. So from the smichus of those psukim we learn that the din of mariku shtifa is only true by chatos hachitzonios, which get eaten, but the avalinim kibus asher yizuk siv. But when it comes to kibus, that's talking about only chatos hapinimios, not chatos hachitzonios. Says mar I hachi, if the pasuk is really talking about chatos hapnimios, then why echra nechalos vechad hapnimios? Echra hapnimios echra nechalos v'baylei. Why then would the Tana in the Mishnah phrase it as not only the ones that get eaten, but even the pnimios? No, the pasuk is about the pnimios. It should have said it the other way. Not only the pnimios, but even the nechalos. So Tani, okay, you have to adjust it. Echra pnimios vechad nechalos. You have to change the girsa. Ihachi, if that's what the pasuk is really talking about, chatos of nami, then chatos of also, we should say, should be included in kibbutz dam, because chatos of is also there's a din of hazaa. So if the pasuk is talking about anything that you're mazah, so chatos of would be included. Now miyut rachman zos, but we have a miyut in the pasuk that says zos, so we don't include chatos of. Okay, but ihachi chitzoninami lo. Then it shouldn't apply to the chatos chitzoni either, because zos is exclusionary. It should only be about the chatos apnimios. No, riba rachman toras, but we have toras to come include something. So now we're back to the same question we had before. If the pasuk is about, except we just change around the, what's what. If the pasuk is about the chatos apnimios, and I have one riboy of toras and one miut of zos, who told me that toras should be mar bechatos achitonios and zos should be memaet chatos ha'ov? Maybe it should be reversed. So mestaver chatos behema havalei l'rabuy. It's more mistaver that a chatos behema should be included, because that's more similar to chatos hapnimios in the ways that we mentioned before. Shekin behema, shkitas tzafon, v'kabalas kli, v'keren, v'yetzba, v'chud, v'ishu, all of the similarities we mentioned before. Adrab, a chatos of havle the rabbiye. No, maybe I could have told you the chatos of is more similar to chatos hachitzon, no, to chatos ha pnimios, and therefore should require kibbutz. Shekein hazaa kamosa. It requires hazaa from the dam on the mizbech. So says Gemara halach nefishin. I mean, that's like 5-1. You know, there's only one similarity between them. So certainly we're going to compare chatos hachitzonios to chatos hapnimios, and not chatos of to chatos hapnimios. Says the Gemara Vayter. By Rabbi Yavin, chatos of shechnas dam betzavara. Let's say after you do the malika of the oath and before you squeeze the blood out onto the mizbeach, the blood is still in the neck, and you bring it bifnim, you bring it into the hechel. Mahu, is that blood still going to be kosher lezrika? You know, the pasuk says when you bring the blood into the hechel, by chatas behema, you makabel the blood in the kli and you bring it into the hechel, it passes the blood. The blood can't be used for zrika. That's when it's in a kli sharis. But over here, it's still in the neck of the animal. Tzavara ki kli sharis damei mifsil, odil makat tzavar behema. Does the blood in the neck have a din like blood in a kli sharis, and now it becomes possible when you bring it into the hechel? Or do we say no? It's like part of the neck of the animal, and therefore it should be kosher. So says the Gemara, midama amrachmana velo bisara, that it says from the blood of the chatos that goes into the ol moed, but not when it's still with its basar. So that's going to be perfectly fine. It's going to be perfectly mutter. Says Gemara, tashma. Meaning, that's all part of the shayla. Meaning, odilma b'tzavar behema midama amrachmana velo b'sara. Right? I don't think that's the Gemara answering the question. It's just phrasing the question. So Toshima, let's answer this question. Pirkasav, the chatasov jumps from the hand of the kohen v'nichma salafnim. Sometimes you shech the bird, it starts jumping around, so it jumps into the hechel. V'chazra, and then it goes back out into the azara, k'sher, it's kosher. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that it says that a chatas is kosher when it goes on its own. So hachnisa psula. But it sounds like if you brought it in, the chatas would be possible. Why? Because the pasuk says asher yuva midama elohen lein lechaper bakodesh. Sounds from the pasuk that chatas becomes possible only when the kohen brings it in with the intention to be mechaper ba, not when it goes in on its own, where it was there was no kavana to be mechaper. So you see from this brisa is that the neck of the oaf is considered like a kli shareis, and if the kohen brings it in the lefnim into the hechal, it taka would pasul the dam. Says Mar Lutemech, if that's what you think, that the brisa is talking about a case where the chatas goes in on its own and only when it goes in on its own, gabe kachi kachim de katani, by a case of kachi kachim like an asham chatas nola, where it says pirkisa, that if it jumps after the shechita, the yotzal adarum, and it goes out into the southern part of the azara where it doesn't belong, you know, the makum shechita is only betzafon for kachi kachim, the chazra, and then it returns to the tzafon kshera, that's going to be kosher, and it's not nifsal biyotze. So what, you're going to make the same diuk? Ha-hotzi'ah, that if the Kohen were to take it to the southern part of the Azar Psula, it would be possible? That can't be. There's no Isser to be motzi from Makom within the Azara. Ella, so why does the Braisa say this, that it went out on its own? Hay yatzal l'chus, it's strichle. The Tana writes that it went out on its own. Agav, another din that said viter in the Braisa, that when the behemoth jumps outside of the Chomas Ha'azara, it's going to be possible. And over there it has to be that it goes out on its own to be mechadish, that even when it goes out on its own and you didn't bring it out, it's going to be possible, you'll say. So chanami, yatzal l'chus, it's strichle. So here also it says yatzal me'eleha, even though it didn't have to be yatzal. So the whole deal that it's only if it goes out on its own that it's going to be a problem, or goes in on its own, you know, that whole deal is not a valid deal. So now the Gemara closes one more question. It'll be the last one we do on today's daf. So by Rabbi Avin, nishpach al ritzpa v'asva. Let's say the blood of the comes out of the neck of the animal, and you gather it together. Mahu, what's the din? Can you still throw it on the mizbeach? By a behemoth, the din is that if it spills on the ritzpa hazara, so the dam is pasul lahazah. And if you're mekabel the dam in a kli shareis, and then it spills from the kli on the ritzpa, so you're able to regather it because it was ready in the skabel b'kli. So do we say atzruchi udelo atzruchi rachmana kli shareis? Kodesh Baruch Hu never required by an oath to be mekabel b'kli shareis because the tzavar itself is like a kli shareis vilkach osvu v'kasher, and therefore just like blood that spilled out of a kli shareis, you can gather back up. Blood that spilled out of the neck, you can gather back up and use. Al dilma mifsal pasul be'rachmana kli shareis. Or maybe we're saying that any kli shareis is automatically going to be pasul by a chatas oaf, and therefore gathering it back together in a kli is not going to help you. Vilkach osvu pasul. So if you gather it up in a kli shareis, it's going to be pasul for zrika. So amarava tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Yachli dam chatas oaf tom kibus. You might think we learned on Amud Aleph that if dam chatas oaf should require kibus when the blood sprinkles on clothing, talmud omer, that's why the pasuk says zos, that it excludes chatas oaf. If you're going to have a havamina that a Kodesh Baruch Hu passed dam chatas oaf that's in a kli shareis, and therefore certainly he would pass when it's niskabel in a regular kli, like on a beged. So in order to be for the dam chatas oaf to be passed while it's in a kli, like on a beged, you don't need it to rest on the beged. As soon as it goes into the avir of the beged, it would become passed, because avir kli is kikli, right? That from the moment the blood is in the avir of the beged, it would already become passed. So why do we have to learn from the word zos to exclude chatas ha'ov from the din of kibbutz? Typically, to ifsula. By the time it hits the beged, it was ready in the avir beged, ifsula ba'avir kli, and therefore, it's of course you don't have a din of kibbutz. It's not dam of chatas that's kosher. It's already become pasul just by being in the avir kli. So from the fact that the braisa tells me the chatas of that goes on the beged does not require kibbutz, and there's a need to tell me that halacha from the word zos, you see that chatas of that's in the skabel b'kli is kosher, and therefore when it's nitas al beged, it doesn't become possible before it actually hits the beged itself. Amr of Huna Breid Rav Shua, so the Gemara rejects. Nah, you can't bring a raya from that brisa, because it could be that b'mad b'kli b'tzavara, that the case is it never was in the avir kli, that you just stick the kli, you stick the beged directly onto the neck of the animal, and that's how it got blood of the animal onto the beged, and that's where we're saying that afal pikein, you don't need kibbutz. But in chinami, if it splatters in a way where you normally where it would be in the avir kli, and a chinami, you wouldn't need a din that it doesn't a drasha that it doesn't need kibbutz. It would be obvious that it doesn't need kibbutz. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will continue from there next time.